Paulus Berenson made his debut with the first class of dancers at the Juilliard School in 1951. And he studied with the pioneers of American modern dance, including Martha Graham and Merce Cunningham.
You know, in those days, there were not many male dancers. So I was a working dancer almost immediately.
But just as Berenson's career was taking off in New York, he felt unsatisfied. And instead of just stewing about it, he decided to make a serious left turn.
I made my living by teaching dance and doing Broadway musicals. And then one evening, one performance, we had just finished a very vigorous dance, and I had a few moments to sort of catch my breath, and I heard this voice, it seemed to be coming from above the stage, that said, "Well, Paulus, this is dancing on a stage, but what does it mean to dance in life?" That really, I was really very moved by that, and it haunted me for the next couple of weeks. And then one Sunday after a rehearsal with Merce Cunningham, he drove us out to a place called the Gate Hill Community, or The Land, which is a community of people who had been students or taught at Black Mountain College. John Cage lived there, David Tudor, the musician and composer, and many, many others, including Karen Carnes, who is one of the great potters of our time. And when we got there, we were early, I walked around and came to the studio and watched Karen through the window, and I was standing behind her, and she had a huge wooden potter's wheel and sat on her seat like a queen. I mean, she just sat with great breath, and I watched her pulling up the clay and saw her spine lengthening, and it was when she reached for a sponge in her slop bucket next to her, without taking her eyes off the pot she was making, my body began to shake, and that voice in me said, "You've got to learn that dance." It wasn't the clay that attracted me, it was her body, her movement. And so I took a sabbatical from the musical and went to Haystack Mountain School of Crafts in Maine, where M.C. Richards was teaching a three-week workshop. Well, at the end of those 3 weeks, I was in love with clay, in love with Haystack. I never went back to the musical and only visit New York for the last 45 years. And so that's been my work ever since. I taught the potter's wheel as a dance. I call it micro dancing. It's like I'm constantly aware that our cellular nature is in constant vibration, and that without movement, there is no life. So every morning when I get up, I wedge the potter's body. I prepare. And it's not exercise, which is what I love, because after a lifetime of studying dance, I've had enough exercise. But I just sit still, and I begin to breathe, and I begin to move very, very subtly inside my body. Just let it begin to flow. And so when I work with clay, it's like my body has become a continuous site-specific art project.
Paulus Berenson lives and works at the Penland School of Crafts in North Carolina. He's 77 and he dances every day. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story.